Welcome to the Divadeets, the ultimate podcast for women over 40 who are ready to take control of their health, ditch the diets, and lose weight for good. In today's episode, we are diving into supplements. We're going to do a separate protein episode than this, so watch for that to come. But there's so much confusion out there as to what works, what doesn't, what's actually worth your money, what's actually truly a scam, no matter what they say or what model they put into their program. And I'm going to break it down for you, focusing on key supplements like creatine and collagen and how they can support your weight loss, help you keep your muscle, and help you with your overall health and feeling good. Okay. So listen, why do supplements even matter for women over 40? Because I hear a lot of different stuff from different people like, well, if you get enough food, it doesn't matter. So my personal experience was, life without supplements was so much worse. So I do supplement. Once I turned about 35, I started really consistently taking multivitamins and really consistently taking fish oils. And I did notice a big change in my overall health. Okay. But reality is, as our bodies change, our muscle mass begins to decrease. Because our muscle mass begins to decrease, our bone density begins to decline. And within all of that, our hormone shifts can actually be partially responsible for both of those, but they can help make our weight loss trickier. Okay. So I'm saying this to you because I want you to understand that there is no magic pill. Your hard work and dedication to being consistent with your nutrition and your workouts is the key to losing weight. Having said that, the right supplements can help give you a leg up on how you feel and how you repair. Does that make sense? Supplements are tools to support your consistency, your healthy diet, and your healthy exercise. They will absolutely not replace them. I had somebody tell me once that they were taking a multivitamin because they didn't eat vegetables. And though I didn't slap them, they deserve to get slapped. You should still eat your dang vegetables. Get over it. Suck it up. Put on your big girl panties and eat some vegetables. Your body needs it. Your body needs the nutrition. It needs the fiber. And a vitamin is never going to replace that. But having said that, it can actually help enhance and it can help us get a little bit more into our system and help us thrive more instead of just living on that survive mode. Does that make sense? Let's talk about creatine, because creatine was something that I was vehemently against women taking when I was in my 30s. When I started with my menopausal gain, I was still vehemently against taking creatine. And I will tell you why. I had heard all of these horror stories. I hadn't done my own research. And I didn't realize how important it was going to be on my journey for weight loss. Not because it helped me lose weight, but it just helped me preserve what I was doing. Does that make sense? That's really what it's for. It's a naturally occurring compound in the body, and it helps with energy production in muscles. And so obviously, if our muscle mass has faded, what else has faded? Our naturally occurring creatine has faded. So for women over 40, it's going to help us preserve and build lean muscle mass. And so it is something that I do take. It's going to help us improve strength and performance, even in short workouts. And we talk about this, like it's better if you do a 10-minute workout than not work out at all, right? So short workout is going to benefit from something like creatine. The biggest difference is when I notice when I'm not taking my creatine or if I'm out of my creatine is I really have a harder time creating thoughts that aren't all over the place. Does that make sense? And it's very well known for supporting brain health. And everybody, as we age, my brain is also 49 years old. It's been doing a lot of work since day one, trying to keep all of this essence inside, right? And so how much creatine should you get? I take 5 milligrams every day. So the creatine monohydrate, I encourage you to take five grams of it every single day. It's pretty tasteless, so you can mix it into water or you can mix it into your favorite smoothie. But you want to take it roughly around the time that you work out. Ideally is kind of after the time that you work out, or maybe just half of it before, half of it after. Does that make sense? It's going to work the best and help you the most in and around a workout, but don't skip it, even if it's a non-working out day, because it does help us with repair. The time frame that I noticed a difference with creatine was about 3 weeks into taking it consistently for about 21 days. I started noticing I was sleeping better. I started noticing that I was retaining more muscle mass. I started noticing that I was able to think clearer during the day and not have so much brain fog hit me after 5 p.m. So you may have noticed something different. And, you know, of course, if your doctor says, do not take that, you know, check into it first. I wouldn't necessarily just immediately buck your doctor, but do your research. Feel free to take it to them. Doctors, for the most part, if they really truly are vested in you, if they've worked with you for many years and they know you really well, there is a part of them that really does want to help you. And so if creatine is going to make a big difference in your world, they're probably going to be for it. So that's my big creatine speech. Feel free to add your input. I do get sometimes some hate in regard to creatine, but it is just one of those things that as muscle fades, our ability to for it to naturally occur fades. And it makes sense, right? Kind of putting that together. Just like with every bit of muscle that leaves your body, along with that goes your metabolism. And these things are all tied in together, right? Collagen, I think, sometimes gets overpromoted, but it is something that just runs naturally through our system. It's a protein that provides structure to your skin, to your joints, and to your connective tissues. And, you know, for women over 40, what's the biggest thing we look for collagen for? Wrinkles. We're starting to notice them up around our eyes. Now, listen, some of my wrinkles, I've earned every single one of them and I'm proud of them, right? But some of them I'm like, ooh, that's unattractive. I don't like that, right? Especially like this little waddle thing. What the actual H-E double hockey sticks is this? I just don't get it. So, but we do want to take it for those reasons. Having said that, for our age, I want you to think about collagen a little bit more long-term. It helps support joint health, making workouts more comfortable. And it does help us maintain muscle mass, especially when you're combining it with strength training, which is highly encouraged by the divas because that is the only way to really get your metabolism up. So I take hydrolyzed collagen or collagen peptides. Actually, I take it hydrolyzed collagen peptides, and it may have hyaluronic acid in it as well. I would have to look at it, and I don't have the exact, I'm not promoting a product on here because I just don't think that there's like magical products that are going to make your life so much better. I think you just need to be smart about how you do it. And we're going to talk about that. But the hydrolyzed collagen and the collagen peptides are a little bit easier to absorb. Okay. So start with about 15 grams daily. You can mix it into your coffee or your tea. I don't like it in my coffee or tea. I can feel the texture. Isn't that weird? I will put it in my protein drink every day that I drink. And I also drink protein powder. But again, we're going to talk about protein powder in another episode because that's where I can find it. That's where it works the best for me. So listen, there's no magical, no matter what anybody's selling you out there, there's no magical one. Find one that works for you, that you can handle the texture of, that dissolves well. Try to find one that is made from natural sources. You have to be really careful about what those natural sources are. So if it says anything hydrolyzed, avoid that because that's usually boiled down parts of animals and we like hooves and stuff. And I think it would be better to go with something that's natural, like a natural, naturally occurring collagen. A lot of them are made from bones. If that doesn't bother you, that is fine. But I would just kind of go with more with bones, less with hooves. Does that make sense? So just kind of pay attention to what you're getting. You usually are going to pay a little bit more for a better quality collagen. Okay. The one that I found at Costco, I'm not even going to say which one it is, but it's in blue and white packaging. That one is a perfectly acceptable collagen and it works great for our world. Okay. Other supplements that are really important. So I take on a daily basis, I'm just going to tell you what I take. And then I'm going to tell you the ones that are, you absolutely need to have in your life. Okay. The ones that Coach D takes, I take a high quality multivitamin that dissolves within 15 minutes, of putting it in a glass of water, because most minerals and vitamins are water solubles. And that's the ones we're talking about right now. It has high values of every vitamin and mineral that you could possibly need. It also has a lot of phytonutrients in it, which are the plant's ability to sell and reproduce and regenerate, right? So the phytonutrients in the plant are very beneficial for the human body as we naturally absorb stuff that is natural to this world. We're all kind of based from clay and plants, right? Ultimately. So those things are what I go for. And then fat solubles, I do take the equivalent of what would be like four big pieces of fish every single day, of white fish every single day in omega-3s. I take one big supplement in the morning and two in the evening because it does help me sleep better. I also take magnesium on a daily basis because that is personally what helps me. And we're going to talk about that in just a minute. And I also take vitamin D, K2, the vitamin D3, K2. Okay. Now, let's talk about these, okay? Vitamin D is essential for your bone health. It's essential for immune function. And in Tennessee in particular, we are all deficient of it here. I don't know across the other states that have a little bit more sunshine access, but most women over 40 are deficient in vitamin D. And so you should be aiming for probably at least 2,000 international units a day. You could check with a nutritionist and dietitian and just see. So when you are... when you are looking for supplements, make sure that you are going to a natural source and make sure, I'm answering my son. I'm so sorry. Make sure that you are going for a source that's going to be, 90%, at least if not 100% natural, like coming from a plant or coming from a flower or coming from an animal, so that you are not having to reach for stuff. So I will tell you also, you can add foods. It's just hard to get 2,000 units out of it. So vitamin D foods that are rich in vitamin D are fatty fish. Fatty fish are like salmon, mackerel, tuna, sardines. Those are kind of the best natural resources. A lot of people don't like fish, and that's why we have a tendency to go to vitamin D. It also is found in egg yolks. It's one of the reasons I program eggs on people's plans, because vitamin D, a lot of them are deficient in vitamin D, and I am not a supplement pusher first. Does that make sense? I'm trying to get them on some good food and get it the familiar well first. But sometimes you cannot eat eggs because of your cholesterol level, egg yolks. So I totally get it. It's also found in fortified foods like vitamin D. My son to this day, I get him whole milk because it has vitamin D in it. You can also find it in orange juice. You can also find it in some cereals and some protein bars and some protein shakes, et cetera, et cetera. Certain mushrooms like miyatake or portobello mushrooms are also exposed to UV light, and those ones are high in vitamin D, okay? So that's some food sources that we can get for vitamin D. Magnesium is a totally different supplement. Magnesium helps with muscle recovery. It helps with stress management. And as we walk through menopause and we walk through hot flashes and all the different things that come along with us, sleep is the biggest thing that it helps with, is sleep. And so I keep a magnesium spray beside my bed. One of my clients got it for me. I'm totally addicted to it. I buy it in bulk and I have it at all times. And I spray it on my wrists and I spray it on the bottom of my feet every night before I go to bed. And so you want to take I also take a magnesium glycinate or a magnesium citrate. It just depends on if you're having trouble moving bowels or not moving bowels, because magnesium is massively helpful in helping things move where things should be moving and maybe not moving for you. And so taking around 400 milligrams daily is about what I do. So you want to make sure that you are taking the proper amount for you. If you have any questions, you can feel free to reach out, or you can ask your doctor, or a nutritionist would probably be a better source. Doctors don't really have a lot of nutrition training. Some of them do. Some of them are awesome, super nerdy about it, but not very many of them do. But you can also find it, and it's why I program spinach, kale, and I don't really program Swiss chard on people's programs. I used to, but people will absolutely just not eat it. But it is a dark, leafy plant, just like kale is, you know what I mean? And they kind of have that strong, both of them have that strong flavor, but spinach and kale are really great sources of magnesium. I almost always will program almonds and cashews on people's plans, but you can also find them in sunflowers and pumpkin seeds. They are really rich in magnesium. The legumes that are out there, and I eat edamame at least once or twice a week. I get it in the little frozen packages, and you just throw it in the microwave, some sea salt. That's one of my favorite treats in the whole wide world. You can get edamame at Chinese restaurants as well when you're out to eat, but you can also eat black beans and chickpeas. Those all are really, really rich in magnesium. And then the whole grains that are go-tos for magnesium, and again, these are why I program these things on clients' plans: quinoa, brown rice, and oatmeal. They are go-tos for magnesium. If you put those on people's plans, it's naturally just kind of in their system, whether they take supplements or not. And, you know, to be honest with you, some people can't take supplements. Some people can't swallow pills. And that was not something I was really aware of until I've been doing this for over 20 years now. And so it's like one of those things you have to learn how to coach people into getting stuff from natural sources. The other thing, and the other reason I think that we really start to crave it as we get older, is dark chocolate. Because when I was younger, I hated dark chocolate. I adore dark chocolate now, but you only can eat a certain amount of it and you're pretty satisfied. But the 70% cacao has, it's very high and magnesium. So eating dark chocolate is not bad for you. Dark chocolate also helps support hormone balance. So keep that in mind. And all of this helps. Every single one of these supplements, vitamin D, magnesium, omega-3s, all help support hormone balance. Okay. So the omega-3s are heart health, which is so, so, so important at this age. It is underrated how many women are struggling with heart problems that is undiagnosed, and they don't have a way to diagnose it until either the woman dies or has a secondary complication. One of my clients, Carla, recently had to have open heart surgery, and she's like 53, I think. She's young. And we don't know until it starts, until we have a symptom. And it was one of those things that they had no idea what was going on with her until she had a symptom. And that was like such a high heart rate that she couldn't catch her breath. And so pay attention to those things. The clients that I have had have heart issues. This is my heart tangent. This is why I kind of wanted to spend only so much time on supplements, because we can really talk about it. My client, Nancy, just to give you her backstory, I was training people in their homes. This was after I had left miserable job at a gym, training for a gym, and started working. I started my own business, and I just started working with clients in their homes. And Miss Nancy was about to move, so she was under some pretty decent stress. She was moving from Tennessee to Delaware, and Nancy's not super young back then, but she's quite a bit older now. She's still with us to this day. Thank you so much, Jesus, for this opportunity to help someone this way. And I'm so thankful that I was really stubborn about this. But Nancy, the probably the past 3 weeks had really been tired. And, you know, since she was moving, I just attributed it to the moving, the stress. It's so stressful to move, right? And so I really hadn't thought that much about it, but she was acting particularly unusual this one day. And she told me, I have a sour stomach. That in itself was not alarming, but something about the combination of her being tired and a sour stomach. John Ritter had just, they said the biggest symptom that he had before he died was vomiting. And so I think that that was on my brain. You know what I mean? And so I just kind of slowed her treadmill way down at that point, I think to like 1.5. And I was like, you know, hey, Miss Nancy, is anything else going on? And she had mentioned just some weirdness and a little bit of weirdness in her fingers. And she said sometimes she was having just like a pain, like right here in her arm. And I stopped her treadmill and I put her on the floor to stretch. And here's the thing about Miss Nancy. Stubborn. I had the hardest time getting her to change food, everything. So I knew, I've been working with her for years at this point. So I was like, how am I going to get her to go get her heart checked? Because she needs to get her heart checked now. She's having what I would consider, if a man was telling me my chest, I'm having chest pain. That's what I attributed it to. And it really, it set me into an internal quiet panic. I kept a smile on my face. And I just had brought her downstairs. And every time I got done with Miss Nancy, even though we had literally worked out for 5 minutes, I went and got her ice packs and set up her ice packs. And I made her and brought her a smoothie every day. And I brought that over to her. I went ahead and pulled up her husband, General Bob, on my phone. And I was prepared to call Mr. Bob should I need to do that. And I was like, okay, this is how it's going to go. I was like, hey, Miss Nancy, I believe you're having chest pains. I'm going to give you 3 options here. We can call Fire Station 2. They have an EKG machine. These firemen will come up and do an EKG on you, and we're just going to set my mind at ease. And or you can go to the emergency room with me right now, and we're going to leave right now, and we're going to tell them that you're having chest pain. Or you can call your doctor and tell her that you are having chest pain. And she goes, what if I'm not going to do any of those? And I just turned my phone around, and I said, then I'm calling Mr. Bob right now and telling him that you're having chest pain, and we're going to call 911, and I'm going to handle it the way I want to handle it. And so I won't ever forget her face. She was mad. And she said, I'll call my doctor. And I said, okay. And so she said, when you leave, I'll call. And I'm like, no, you're going to call your doctor right now. I really made her call. And she goes, I'm not feeling great. And so I yelled, she's having chest pain. And she goes, oh, they want me to come in right away. And I was like, okay, I'll leave you if you promise that you'll go right now. And so she did. She went right now and she texted me right away. She's like, my blood pressure is sky high and my EKG was awful. And so we made sure Mr. Bob was now in the loop. And then Mr. Bob texted me and Mr. Bob was like, we're going to take her to get a stress test tomorrow. And I was like, do you want, it's at 8 a.m. tomorrow. I was like, would you like for me to come? He said, no, I think we've got it handled. We kept talking with each other because now at this point, she's like a mom, I guess at this point, but she's family, period. And so I remember, I'll get emotional talking about this. I just remember thinking, oh my God, I've totally failed her. Like, I just didn't catch this. I should have caught it sooner. You know what I mean? Like, I was just running through all those things. I get a 8:03. She's failed the stress test. They're rushing us over to the emergency room. And it was like a building over. They had to get the ambulance and it ended up costing like $700, something crazy with the, you know, but they took her over there. And I don't even know if I put on a bra. I just rushed out my door and canceled my day. And I went back there and I was like, my mom is back there. I need to get back there. I need to see her. And then I just remember just bursting into tears when I walked back there. And, she had a 99% blockage in her Widowmaker. And so, ladies, I'm telling you this because omega-3s are really important. And Nancy is really good about taking her stuff now. She keeps her weight down. She stays really focused. And she did survive. But she was like one footstep away from dying right in my arms. And I won't ever forget her husband crying and telling me thank you. I will be getting flowers from Miss Nancy. I believe this is year 12, 11 or 12 for us. Her still here. And her whole family in Jersey, it's like the mafia. They invite me in. It's my family angel. You know what I mean? And so they invite me into the process. So listen to your body. But at the same time, you need to make sure that you're taking something that is high in omega-3s. And I'm going to tell you what foods are. But it supports heart health. It reduces inflammation. It's going to help you, hopefully, avoid any kind of heart issues, but 1 in 3 women die from stroke or heart attack. So some kind of blood related issue, and omega-3 fatty acids are critical key component for helping you. Not only that, ladies, they help us with weight loss. So you're wanting to get about 2000 milligrams of EPA and DHA daily from fish oil or algae. If you can't handle the fish oil, there's a lot of stuff out there now. You don't just have to do fish oil. Fish oils don't bother me. For years they did, and then I just got adjusted to them. But you can also get some from foods. The biggest thing is obviously fatty fish, just like it is for vitamin D. Fatty fish, salmon, mackerel, herring, sardines, trout, fatty fish, period. I also am a huge fan and a huge proponent of programming chia seeds and or flax seeds. Both of them are pretty equal in EPA and DHA, but they are also sources of ALA. And so they are something to put in your program if you can stand them. And they add a little bit of crunch into yogurt. They add a little bit of, one of my clients puts them in her water. They help with hydration because of how their shape is within the body. They help pull more water into your system. And so that is a great source. And I'm a huge fan of chia seeds and flax seeds, especially chia seeds. Walnuts are another plant-based source of ALA. And they are easily found everywhere. I prefer roasted walnuts. I don't think it matters whether they are raw or roasted. And algae oil is a vegan source. And so if you are not vegetarian and you don't eat fish oil, you know what I mean? If you're not vegetarian and or non-vegetarian omnivore, a vegan-friendly source of EPA and DHA, or if fish oils bother your stomach. Oh, I didn't even tell you what ALA is. So ALA is alpha-linoleic acid, and it's a type of omega-3 fatty acid that is found in plant-based sources. And so it's one of the three main types of omega-3s along with the EPA, which is a big long word acid. These are all fatty acids. And DHA acid. So these are found in marine sources like fish and algae. So it's very abundant in chia seeds. And so it's why I'm a huge fan, because you do want to get the ALA as much as you can in your system, just like you want the EPA and the DHA. They are, only about 5 to 10% of the ALA converts into EPA, which is less than the DHA. So algae oils are more effective than chia seeds, but chia seeds also offer other benefits. And it's one of the reasons that I bring it in, because it is very well known for ALA, is very well known for and beneficial for heart health. And we just had this huge talk about heart health. It's very beneficial for reducing inflammation, not just in our joints, but all over our entire body, and helping our entire, you know, just kind of health and well-being. Does that make sense? So it is very useful, and why I'm always putting chia seeds on plans for vegetarians, vegans, because you do need a plant omega-3 source, but I also do put it in women's food. So you're wanting to eat about 1 gram a day, which is actually quite a bit of ALA. So that's where the chia seeds come in handy and walnuts come in handy. Does that make sense? So those are the foods that you want to make sure you incorporate, because you want to incorporate foods too. Remember, you can't just get everything from supplements. Your body needs actual food as well. Algae oil, you can find that pretty much anywhere now. I think I even saw that at Kroger the other day. And then shellfish, shrimp, oysters, they all offer a small amount of omega-3s. You don't have to do that. I mean, krill oil is a great source as well. It's a smaller supplement, but that is going to be a shellfish base. So if you are allergic to shellfish, don't do that. Right. Okay. So we know the basic supplements the helpful supplements for weight loss and for women over 40, period. Vitamin D, magnesium, omega-3s. So what you need to do is find a really good source of supplements. My recommendation is that both the fat-soluble, which is your fatty acids, and the water-soluble need to be dissolvable in water. The fat-soluble needs to pop open and be going into the water within 15 minutes. Just drop it all in a cup of water and see. If your water turns white and everything drops to the bottom as sand, that is a bad supplement. Throw it away. There's no point in even keeping it. You're wasting not just your money, but you're just pooping it out. Okay. So be mindful that it's food. So your water should change the color of whatever food it is. If it's coming from yellow and orange foods, your water should be yellow. If it's coming from green and white foods, your water should probably be like a greenish. Does that make sense? So keep that in mind. If it's coming from dark berries and it's filled with antioxidants, it'll be like more purple water. So just be mindful of what you're putting in your body. Water, if it doesn't dissolve in water, if the fat pill doesn't open in water, it takes about 15 minutes for, if it doesn't do it in 15 minutes, it's not going to hit your intestinal tract open and be able to digest and be pulled into your system. You're just going to poo it out. You're just literally paying to poop. So be mindful of the supplements that you purchase. Make sure that you are getting high quality. My preferred brand personally is Nutrilite, but there's a lot of really great brands of supplements out there. So just be mindful of it. Don't go for anything. I don't care what any doctor says. Synthetic is just going to fall to the bottom and you're going to poop it out. Very little will get absorbed in. And the less money you're spending on supplements, you don't have to spend thousands of bazillions of dollars, but just really test them out. Do the water test. Okay. So listen, supplements to avoid. This is what I don't do. I have so many people be like, oh, you should offer a detox. Well, I don't, because if you're eating the right food, you have detoxers in your system. Your liver and your kidneys are already set to detox you. Okay. So, whatever work you give to them is what you give to them, but you don't need extra supplements to cause them to, be better. They were very efficient. Now, if they're broken and you're working with a doctor with that, that's different. But like, let's talk about fat burners. I get asked that a lot. Why don't you sell a fat burner? Because they're a stimulant. They can be harsh to your body and offer very little or no long-term benefit is what I have found. That it's a phrase to get people to buy products, and I don't believe in them at all. And I don't like how they make me feel. Detox teas, the only one out there, and you can take this in supplement form, it doesn't have to be a tea, is dandelion root. Dandelion root is the only one that will actually detox your liver. Outside of that, there is nothing that will actually detox your body. You have to pay attention to the fact that drinking water is your best detoxer, because it's going to help your kidneys and your liver. Eating the right food is your best detoxer, and avoiding things that are not easily digestible by your food, by your body, right? Just to help your body. Be like, help me. That's what we're doing when we are taking care of our body. Okay. The biggest thing that I want you to get from this, Diva, is hopefully you got a lot of information. Remember that supplements are tools. They are not solutions. And even inside of my group, I've been so hesitant to promote any sort of supplementation, because I do want people to get stuff from food. But at the same time, again, we're going to talk about protein powders. So don't throw me some hate about protein powders. Yes, protein. But I really wanted to talk about supplements, because people think that that is a solution. And it's not. They're tools to help support what you're doing, because you want to focus on building a foundation of healthy eating, on healthy movement, and these will help you support your goals. If you're not eating healthy and you're not doing movement, they will absolutely not help you support your goals. Does that make sense? They are a helping hand along with what you're already doing. So listen, if you have felt stuck for a long time and you felt like nothing worked, if you don't actually know what to eat or where to begin or how to work out, and if you're ready to take your health to the next level, I am here to help you. This is what I do. This is my full-time business, and I am currently looking for women over 40 who want to lose 20 plus pounds in the next 90 days. And so I would love to create a plan that's tailored to you that includes the access to supplements that you need. Even though they are not the answer all, they do help you, and you do have access to what works. And I have written two very amazing ebooks in regard to that my divas immediately have access to. I would love to hear from you. Just message me ready on Facebook at Donya Powers, on TikTok, I'm Donya Powers EC, and on Instagram, I'm Donya Powers EC, or you can message me on my website, which is www.empowerdcoaching.com. And I would love to get you started. But until next time, you guys, I hope you found this valuable. Let me know in the notes. Until next time, stay strong, stay consistent, and stay fabulous, my divas. Love you guys so much. Have the best day. Thanks for tuning into this latest episode of The Diva Deets. If this helped you and you found it valuable, share it with a friend who needs to hear it. Ready for more support? Join my free Facebook community or join my coaching community. The details are in the show notes. Don't forget to subscribe. And until next time, stay strong, stay consistent, and stay fabulous, my divas.